Call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
It is 7 o'clock in the Rocky Mountain West. You are listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online around the world at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. Celtic music for October, full of grisly hangings and banshees and bloody murders and foul deeds are coming your way next on KGNU. Thank you.
No Credits Productions and KGNU will present a live broadcast of Destination Freedom, The Dark Legend of Detroit Blue. Live on KGNU October 15th at 7 p.m. with musical guest Lionel Young. More information available at kgnu.org.
Support comes from the Capitol Hill Concert Series, presenting folk singer Peter Mayer live on Friday, October 11th at the First Unitarian Society of Denver. Tickets and more information at CapitolHillConcerts.com.
Let's look for something a little bit more in keeping with the season from the elders there. And let's try that, shall we?
Legend never ends. I hear the fear in his voice. I think I'm so crazy. I enter the room, the panic in his eye. The banshee wail, a spirit in the sky. A shrouded figure with a veil, flying in the moonlight. We all know. She cried, yeah. Is she a beauty or a rattled old hag? A beautiful princess or one eyeball in a bag? Your name is Kevin O'Toole, O'Brien, O'Neill or O'Grady. Is something wrong? Let the roll call begin. Saggy, sleepy-eyed, blood red from dry chin. I said, all is well, and all is well. And we all know the story told, a whispered voice. We hear the banshee cry, yeah, yeah. Orchestra, he'll dance with the moon. We hear a magical voice. His soul will now take a long journey. And we all know the story told. A whispered voice. We hear the banshee cry. Yeah. We hear the banshee cry. Thank you.
music from Ian Byrne and the Elders there with The Banshee's Cry, a little bit of an up-tempo song for the Banshee. And the Banshee is a folk character from Celtic mythology, an awful lot like La Llorona in Hispanic culture in the American Southwest. Lots and lots of stories about whether she's a beautiful maiden or a crone, whether she killed herself or her children. Lots and lots of mysteries surrounding the Banshee. But what's very much in common between La Llorona and the Banshee is the wailing, the call. And I've been in traditional villages in the Southwest where the elders of the villages will absolutely swear that around watercourses, around dusk in the fall, they have heard the keening, if you will, to mix our cultures, of La Llorona, the crying of La Llorona, or the keening of the Banshee. Good evening to you. My name is Carl Cumley, and it is October, the month for the Celtic festival of Samhain, or at least we celebrate Samhain as Halloween now, All Hallows' Eve, on the 31st of October. It's called All Hallows' Eve, of course, because the Hallows are the saints, and All Saints' Day happens on the 1st of November. And it's followed by All Souls' Day for the commemoration of the souls of all of the faithful departed. But the entire time period, again in Hispanic culture, is celebrated as Día de los Muertos, the days of the dead, or Day of the Dead. But we're concentrating really on the Celtic end of things, and we had a fabulous show lined up for you this evening. Madeline Cave was going to be in studio bringing stories of her youth in Scotland and some of her favorite stories and songs, and we're going to bank that one for a future time. But we're going to do a little bit of that music anyhow, and a little bit of that culture. And speak of the witch, you know, there's a great, in so much of Celtic culture, there is terrific poetry, storytelling. And one of the very best at that was William Butler Yeats. And Yeats wrote a terrific poem about the fairy people or the host of the air. And it goes something like this. O'Driscoll drove with a song the wild duck and the drake from the tall and the tufted reeds of the drear Heart Lake. And he saw how the reeds grew dark at the coming of night tide, and dreamed of the long dim hair of Bridget, his bride. He heard while he sang and dreamed a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay. And he saw young men and young girls who danced on a level place, and Bridget his bride among them with a sad and a gay face. The dancers crowded around him, and many a sweet thing said. A young man brought him red wine, and a young girl white bread. But Bridget drew him by the sleeve away from the merry bands to old men playing at cards with a twinkling of ancient hands. The bread and the wine had a doom, for these were the host of the air. He sat and played in a dream of her long, dim hair. He played with the merry old men and thought not of evil chance until one bore Bridget his bride away from the merry dance. He bore her away in his arms, the handsomest young man there, and his neck and his breast and his arms were drowned in her long dim hair. O'Driscoll scattered the cards and out of his dream awoke, and old men and young girls were gone like a drifting smoke. And then he heard it, high up in the air, a piper piping away, and never was piping so sad, and never was piping so gay.
Why does your brandy drop we bleed, young Edward, oh young Edward? Why does your brandy drop we bleed, and why so sad, young ye? Oh, why does your brandy drop we bleed, young Edward, oh young Edward? Why does your brandy drop we bleed, and why so sad, young ye? Oh, I hae killed my hoxie gweed, my dear mother, my dear mother. I hae killed my hoxie gweed, and I had nae mair but ye. Oh, I hae killed my hoxie gweed, my dear mother, my dear mother. I hae killed my hoxie gweed, and I had nae mair but he. Oh, your hawkish blood was never sae read, young Edward, oh young Edward. Your hawkish blood was never sae read, my dear son, I tattoo thee. Oh, your hawkish blood was never sae read, young Edward, oh young Edward. Your hawkish blood was never sae read, my dear son, I tattoo thee. Oh, I hae killed my redrawn steed, my dear mother, my dear mother. I hae killed my redrawn steed, that erst was so fair and free. Oh, I hae killed my redrawn steed, my dear mother, my dear mother. I hae killed my redrawn steed, that erst was so fair and free. Oh, your steed was auld and ye had got mair, young Edward, oh young Edward. Your steed was auld and ye had got mair, some mother do ye dree. Oh, your steed was auld and ye had got mair, young Edward, oh young Edward. Your steed was auld and ye had got mair, some mother do ye dree. Oh, I hae killed my feather dear, my dear mother, my dear mother. I hae killed my feather dear, ah, alas and ways me. Oh, I hae killed my feather dear, my dear mother, my dear mother. I hae killed my feather dear, ah, alas and ways me. Oh. My dear son, let it be. Oh, and what penance will you dree for that, young Edward, oh young Edward? And what penance will you dree for that, my dear son, let it be. Oh, I will sail in yonder boat, my dear mother, my dear mother. I will sail in yonder boat, and I wand over the sea. Oh, I will sail in yonder boat, my dear mother, my dear mother. I will sail in yonder boat, and I wand over the sea. Oh, and what will you do with your toes and high, young Edward?
Music there from Old Blind Dogs, and the name of the song is just simply Edward, but there's more to it than that, as there often is. If you were listening very carefully and you could make your way through the Scots Burr, this is a traditional ballad. It's plucked from the child ballads, but without a tune. So the group worked up the tune, and they say that it was first published in 1765. It has the son killing his father, and there's a suggestion that the mother put her son up to the deed, and the song contains a reference to the Warldus Room, or the World's Room, which is the title of the album that this song is drawn from, which was generally considered as freedom to roam by nomadic families in Scotland, the traveling people. And it is an interesting song, and it's very interesting that it's got kind of a little bit of a rocking beat and great vocals there. But, you know, kind of dark, nevertheless. So we will move right along to something a little bit more upbeat and kind of modern-day pirating or blockade running or getting away from the excise man up in this next song. But it all ends badly, and it has a mystical overlay to it as well. This is music from Great Big Sea. It's called French Perfume.
Saw the jail. He filled her up with contraband, perfume, smokes, and rum. He hoped the fog was thick enough to make another run. You can still see the sight on a winter's night of his waking light. If the wind turns right and you don't take fright, you can smell that French perfume. As he crawled up Mortier Bay, and when they hit the spotlight, it was like the light of day. He didn't bring her head round when they told him to heave to. He opened up the engines and he ran for Spanish rule. You can still see the sight on a winter's night of his waking light. If the wind turns right and you don't take fright, you can smell that French perfume. They heard him laughing with the Mounties closing in, his engine screaming murder and his face set in a grin. The seagull started lifting like an angry banshee choir. He hit the rocks at 50 clicks and the sky lit up with fire. Smuggler from fortune he did sail. He rode the waves from St. Pierre and he never saw the jail. And when it's cold and foggy on the rocks near Spanish Room, they say you hear him laughing and you smell that French perfume. You can still see the sight on a winter's night of his waking light. If the wind turns right and you don't take fright, you can smell that French perfume. Still see the sight on a winter night of his waking light. If the wind turns right and you don't take fright, you can smell that French perfume. You can smell that French perfume.
Music there from Great Big Sea, Bob Hallett, the author of that particular piece, and he also plays fiddle, sort of an homage to Charlie Daniels and The Devil Went Down to Georgia, that kind of electric, almost percussive fiddle there. We are making our way through an October first Wednesday and celebrating the beginning of the month that brings us Halloween and Samhain and tips us into early November and the Day of the Dead, this time when, according to tradition, the veil between this life and others is at its thinnest. So we're kind of talking a little bit, playing music a little bit about that veil. And one of the mechanisms by which people pass, which has a lot of resonance in traditional culture, Celtic culture, it has to do with the hangman. And there are lots of hangman songs in the child ballad tradition, in the Irish ballad tradition, in the rebel tradition in Celtic music. But we thought we'd go ahead and in this next set do three hanging songs. Angus Moore has a song called The Hangman's Song. There's another one called Half-Hanged McNaughton by Full Set, a group of wonderful young players off of one of their debut albums called Notes at Liberty. And then we'll finish up with another one from GBS called Hangin' Johnny. So without more, well, let's go ahead and mention a good friend of ours and go right from there into music. You are listening to KGNU. Scholte Gale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Come closer to the fireside, pull in your chair. I've a story to tell you, faint-hearted, beware. It's a tale of tragic sorrow and the dark deeds of love. I'm the only man here who knows the truth, and I'll tell you all I know. This talk of John McNaughton and his darling Mary Ann, and how he came to hang that day in the town of Strabane. It's true that he shot Mary Ann, put her in the grave, yet every lady in the land prayed that he be saved. McNaughton was a charming rogue, the finest knew his name. He dealt the cards with noble folk and he played the gambler's game. But the lure of pleasant parlors and the ladies grand and fair took all his money and his land and left him to despair. With a heart that was as low as a man's heart can go, he went to his old friend Andrew Knox and told him all of his woe. Come in, Knox said to him, you're welcome, my good man. Come meet my wife, Honoria, my daughter, Marianne. Marianne was just 15, a beauty seldom seen, with golden hair and skin so fair which nothing could exceed. Norton bowed and took her hand, she curtsied gracefully, vowed to marry Mary Ann, and so their fate was sealed. Miss Knox was soon enchanted, and Norton's world away, as hand in hand they strolled the land that would all be hers someday. She said she'd gladly be his wife if her father would agree, but he said he'd rather see her dead than in McNaughton's company. Mind spun wild with rage, he formed his final plan. He'd kill the MP Andrew Knox and take his Mary Ann. The coach was bound for Dublin town, the Knox is all on board. In Strabane he made his stand with a pistol and a sword. McNaughton thought that Mary Ann was seated on the right. He shot three times through the left, the bullets pierced her side. Andrew Knox sent fire two shots, McNaughton quickly fled.
Cotton soon as Cotton tried to sentence him to die. His words of love for Mary Ann brought tears to the lady's eyes. On the gallows he was proud and brave, he spoke no final words. We put the rope around his neck and he jumped off with great force. But the rope broke with a mighty crack and he fell down to the ground. Soldiers, they all turned their backs and the people gathered round. They called out to McNaughton to take the chance and run. But he climbed back on the gallows as the crowd stood still and stunned. Then he spoke his final words, his voice was cracked and dry. There was silence in the winter air and a strange look in his eye. He said that he would rather die than live his life in shame. He'd rather die than let half Frank McNaughton be his name. Now the hanging of McNaughton in the death of Mary Ann is known by rich and poor alike all across the land. Say it's because of love of gold Mary Ann Knox died. But you know now the story's told, they both were killed by pride. You know now when the story's told, they both were killed by pride.
Silver. Father, have you brought any gold? Or to save my body from the cold gray ground, my neck from the gallows pole? He said, no, I haven't brought any silver. No, I haven't brought any gold. I have come to see you hung from the gallows pole. I see my brother coming, riding many a mile. Brother, have you brought any gold? Brother, have you brought any fee? For to save my body from the cold gray ground and my neck from the hangman's tree. He said, no, I haven't brought any gold. No, I haven't brought any fee. I have come to see you the hangman's tree. Hangman, oh hangman, put a little slack on the line. I think I see my sister coming, coming to pay my fine. Sister, have you brought any silver? Sister, have you brought any gold? For to save my body from the cold gray ground, my neck from the gallows pole. He said, brother, I've brought no silver, nor have I brought any gold. I have come to see you hung from the gallows pole. while, I think I see my lover coming, riding many a mile. Lover, have you brought any silver? Lover, have you brought any fay? For to save my body from the cold gray crown and my neck from the hangman's tree. She said, yes, I've brought you silver. Yes, I've brought your fee. I have come just to save your neck from the hangman's tree.
About one of my favorite hobbies.
Oh, they call me Hangin' Gianni. Away, boys, away. But I never hang nobody. And it's hang, boys, hang. Well, first I hanged me mother. Away, boys, away. Me sister and me brother. And it's hang, boys, hang. Well, next I hanged me granny. That hanging so bloody funny. And it's hang, boys, hang. Oh, they calls me Hangin' Shawnee. Away, boys, away. But I never hanged nobody. And it's hang, boys, hang.
Thanks a lot, everybody. God bless.
Sean McCann, the shantyman from Great Big Sea from years ago, off of their album Road Rage, and that kind of winds up a hanging set, if you will. Music there from a full set, Half Hanged McNaughton, The Hangman's Song, A Child Ballad from Angus Moore, and Hangin' Johnny from Great Big Sea's Road Rage album, a live cut with Sean McCann on the vocals. We are talking, singing, listening to, dancing, all about October and the ghostly traditions that come with the month that we're just now beginning. And when I was a boy, my dad was, still is, fabulously involved in poetry and really stoked the fires of love for poetry in Me. And one of the poems that he liked very, very much and that he would occasionally start to recite was a poem by Alfred Noyes called The Highwayman. And it has a line right at the very start of the poem. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas, and the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. The highwayman came riding up to the old inn door. And Lorena McKenna took the poem and set it to music, and we'll have it up in this set. But as long as I'm dishing about my family, there is a lullaby, a very ghostly lullaby called The Castle of Dromore. And I used to sing it to my kids. I learned it from an old Clancy Brothers album. And that's up to kick off this next set. And also in this set, we're going to hear a terribly, terribly sad song called Helen of Kirkconnell. And it's one of those duels gone wrong kind of songs. And the lament of the lover left behind at the grave of his beloved. So we'll go ahead and start with The Castle of Dromore and then find our way to The Highwayman and Helen of Kirkconnell to end up the set. You are listening to 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver. This is KGNU.
The October winds lament around the castle of Dromore. Yet peace is in those lofty halls my loving treasure store. Though autumn leaves may droop and die, a bud of spring are you. Sing harsh by Lula Lulolon, sing harsh by Lula Lulolon. Bring no ill will to hinder us, my helpless babe and me. Dread spirits of the black water, Clan Owen's wild banshee. And Holy Mary pitying us, in heaven for grace doth sue. Sing harsh by Lula Lulolon, sing harsh by Lula Lulolon. Take time to thrive my ray of hope in the garden of Dromore. Take heed, young eaglet, till thy wings are feathered fit to soar. A little rest and then the world is full of work to do. Sing harsh by Lula Lulolon, sing harsh by Lula Lulolon. Sing harsh by Lula Lulolon, sing harsh by Lula Lulolon.
Night and day. wish I was. Well, and life's unfair, the cold away. 'Cause be the heart, that thought, the thought. 'Cause be the hand that fired the shot. And in my arms, but hand dropped, and I was saved. Oh, me, I lifted down my soul to God. I can't have peace small. I can't.
Highwayman came riding up to the olden door. different cocked hat's forehead, a bunch of lace at his chin, a coat of claret velvet, and breeches of brown doe skin. They fitted with never a wrinkle, his boots were up to the thigh, and he rode with a jewel twinkle, his pistol buds a twinkle, his rapier hilt a twinkle. And all the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the darkened yard, and he tapped with his whip on the shutters, but all was locked and barred. He whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, past the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair. Bonnie sweetheart, I'm after a prize tonight, but I shall be back with the yellow gold before the morning light. If he would press me sharply and hurry me through the day, then look for me by the moonlight, watch for me by the moonlight, I'll come to thee by the moonlight, though hell should bar the way. He rose up right as a black cascade of perfume came tumbling over his breast, and he kissed its waves in the moonlight, oh sweet waves in the moonlight, and tugged at his rein in the moonlight, and galloped away to the his ribbon looping the purple moor. A redcoat troop came marching, marching, marching. King George's men came marching up to the old inn door. They said no word to the landlord, they drank his ale instead, but they gagged his daughter and bound her to the foot of a narrow bed. Two of them knelt at a casement with muskets at the side. There was death at every window, hell at one dark window, for Bess could see through the casement the road that he would ride. They had tied her up to attention with many a sniggering jest. They had bound a musket beside her with a bow beneath the breast. Now keep good watch, and they kissed her. She heard the dead man say, look for me by the moonlight, watch for me by the moonlight, I'll come to thee by the moonlight, though hell should bar the way. She twisted her hands behind her with all the knots in her, but she writhed her hands till her fingers were wet with sweat and blood. They stretched and strained in the darkness, and the hours crawled by like years, till now when the stroke of midnight called on the stroke of midnight, the tip of her finger touched it, the trigger at least was hers. Were they deaf, they did not hear. Down the ribbon of moonlight, over the brow of the hill, the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. The redcoats looked to the priming, She stood up straight and still, taught a lot in the frosty silence, taught a lot in the echoing night. Nearer came and nearer, her face was like a light. Her eyes grew wide for a moment, she drew in the last deep breath. Then her finger moved in the moonlight, her mask had shattered the moonlight. Shattered her breast in the moonlight, and warmed him with a dare. He turned his spur to the west, he did not know she stood, bowed with her head of the musket, drenched with her own red blood. Not heal the dawn, he hooded, his face grew grey to heal. Ah, there's the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for love in the moonlight, and died in the darkness there. And back he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky, with a white road smoking behind him, and his Arabia brandished high. Blood red were the spurs of the golden moon, wine red was his velvet coat, when they shot him down on the highway, down like a dog on the highway. And he lay in his blood on the highway, with a bunch of lace at his throat. Steal on the wind just night, they say, when the wind is in the trees, when the moon is a ghostly
music from Lorena McKenna to wrap up our first Wednesday in October. Schultegel, music from around the Celtic world with The Highwayman, a poem by Alfred Lord Noyes set to music. And a gorgeous one it is too. Yuket is in studio. Musica Mundi comes your way right at the top of the hour. You're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online around the world at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. Thank you.
KGNU listeners love to garden, travel, explore culinary delights, and the great outdoors. And they're more likely to patronize businesses that support community radio. Sponsoring KGNU makes a powerful statement about your business by demonstrating your commitment to the community. For more information, contact Kenneth Flo, underwriting manager, at kenneth@kgnu.org or call 720-317-7230.